She is my closest friend in DC, I'd say. I met her on day two, Monday, when we started work. I found her looking lost at the bus stop, her and her roommate. She's also my neighbor. I think I've said in the podcast, there's only four of us that live in our building, and she, or we found out six. There's a room of boys, but we've never spoken to them. One of them texted, and he's weird. So, anyway,
Oh
Dahlia!
my God. Hi. Hi, nice to meet you. And so you said you met through the internship program. Are you also in like the same field as Acacia, or is it a different position? Completely different. Okay, tell me more. Introduce yourself. Give us a little bit about you.
Yeah, my name is Dahlia. I go to grad school in Seoul, South Korea. I go to Yonsei University. I don't know if that's too personal, but
No.
Seoul. I am not in the same bureau as Acacia from my studies. You could probably guess what I wrote on.
You said you go to
Right.
school in Korea. I missed what you're studying. What did you say your degree is?
My degree is Unification Studies, so I study like North Korea.
Oh, very interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's an ECA, which is, or EPA. East,
EAP.
EA. Oh my God. There's so many acronyms. East Asia Pacific, EAP.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So
Very cool.
a different region. And then she's like assistant to the special envoy to North Korea. So she has like arguably a higher up position than me in terms of
I can't
like the
imagine.
levels. Yeah.
Yeah. Is this your first
Basically,
time?
the ambassador's assistant. So,
Very cool. Is this your first time working for the state, or have you done anything like this before?
this is my very first time. I'm very
Okay.
scared, getting used to
Yeah.
it.
Have you done other internships even?
I've done one in Korea, like a museum, and then I've done one like conservation corps term, which is not really an internship, but it's like a work experience thing. So basically two.
And then she's from Illinois and went to U of I, where Tyler's parents went, which is
Oh,
like
crazy.
small world stuff.
Small world.
So yeah, Dahlia is one of the people I just harassed into being my friend. She
There you
like
go.
answered. I just like the first few days I just texted. I was like, do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? And she said yes. And then we were friends. And now whenever I want to do something, you're the person I text. She's
There you go.
my yes woman. So
Love
it
it.
works
You
out.
always need one of those. And so are you
Yes.
guys there for the same time too? The internship's the same
We're the
amount of
same
week.
cohort. We're the same
Oh,
cohort.
okay.
Yeah.
Very
She, of
cool.
course, poor thing though. Like, of course, we were exhausted coming in on Sunday and going to work on Monday, but she had flown for a day
Oh
and
my
a
God.
half from Korea to then work the
Yeah.
next day. It
How
was
long have you
not.
been in Korea for? Just grad school?
Yeah, I've been there for 1 year now. I did like a scholarship program in university, but that was just a summer. This is my first time I would say I'm living there.
And what do you think? Expectations? Is it everything you dreamed of? You learned anything?
Well, it's like the difference between like you're a tourist or you're like a resident. Obviously, as a foreigner, I'm not a resident, but you have to live there. So I'm not in a dorm or anything. I was having registration issues. I recommend everybody wait until they can get a scholarship or something. But yeah, I navigated the whole apartment thing by myself.
She speaks Korean, though. So that, of
That was
course,
the
made
next
it
question. Yeah. Did you learn
easier.
in school or
I
you?
did. I learned
Yeah.
that U of I has a really good Korean program. All 4 years
Nice.
of
So you've
it.
only been speaking it for 4 years, too, which is impressive.
Yeah, there's a limitation still. But
Yeah.
yeah.
But literally, her like boss, the special envoy to North Korea, is like, Dahlia speaks better than me.
Really? Wow.
I can
That's
do
awesome.
translating. I like
She does
translating.
do translate. She wrote a
Yeah.
press release that like is on the state website now. It got
That's
edited, but like she
amazing.
drafted, she did the first draft
In English or
in
Korean? In
English.
English,
Because
okay,
it's on this, it's on our website. So
I wasn't sure. Yeah, that's still awesome. That's so cool. So what are like long-term goals? Do you want to be an ambassador or what are you thinking?
I am trying to explore different internship positions right now. So state now, I'm not putting off the UN. There was actually just a job position posted. I might apply
Oh.
to it. Don't tell anybody. But yeah, I would like to explore different internship posts or job posts and then
Maybe
probably,
PhD.
maybe a PhD in like my 30s.
In your 30s. There's
We'll
well, there's
take your time.
Gallaudet University here, so you've been going and hanging
Yes.
out there.
Gallaudet University, I'm really intrigued by. I'm really intrigued by Georgetown just because it has a lot of the political stuff that I'm interested in. Yes.
And so you're in Korea for at least another year. Are you doing a master's there, or is it different? What's
Yes.
the school system? Is it the same
It'll
as ours?
be, yeah,
It's a
a
2-year program.
two-year master's.
Yeah.
Not fortunate enough to do 1 year.
Accelerator
Unfortunately.
program. Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good about, like Yonsei has a lot of international students. So even though I'm going through like the general graduate school right now, which I'm the only foreigner in my program, so there's more
Wow.
obstacles with that. But the first semester I got a scholarship. I know people on Fulbright. I know people within the like international school that are getting more scholarship than me. So I'd really recommend looking at your scholarship options. I did, but drama didn't end up
Oh,
happening.
yeah,
And I hated
excuse.
it. But I
Yeah.
can be a testimony of it works still. You can figure
Yeah,
it
there
out.
you go.
Very
Have you lived
possible.
abroad before, or Korea was your first time?
I've been one other time in university. So I went for CLS, the Critical Language
Oh,
Scholarship. I
CLS.
did that.
Where'd you do it?
Gwangju.
So, okay, so you did Korean through CLS also. I didn't know that.
That was my
That's so
first
cool.
time. So that's not like an internship. I did language
Yeah.
stuff pretty much.
That's like 3 months,
Yeah.
isn't it?
Good.
Yeah. I
Wow.
applied for CLS, didn't get in.
I know. I got it my first time because I kind of begged. But I don't think they needed to fill like a diversity quota. So since I was like a disability person, they were like quota matched. But
Otherwise, you're
you play to your
just white.
strength.
Otherwise, you're just
Otherwise,
white.
I'm a white foreigner. But yeah, I know people that applied like 2 or 3 times and they got it during my cohort.
That has been such a funny thing is like everyone here, because we all have similar interests, have applied to like all the same things, except they've gotten them and I haven't.
It's okay. You're working
Except
towards it. Now you have great
this, you're
mentors.
black.
My
Did you,
no.
was this from your first one?
No, that's they just did the WHA award ceremony. She's pointing to, I have a certificate because we did like our bureau-wide award ceremony and they gave certificates of appreciation to the interns and we're
So
only a
sweet.
month in. So yeah,
Your bureau
that's what
gives
you're
you like a
thinking.
lot of things.
My bureau gives me a lot of things. They gave me that. What do you mean a lot of
And a
things?
lanyard.
And a lanyard. She's upset because she didn't get a lanyard. Because
It's
like
okay.
every like bureau has their own lanyard, and I think my favorite one is the Southeast Asia because they have all the flags on theirs. I think Europe has
Oh.
ones. Anyway, apparently there is one for a bureau, but she can't obtain it for whatever reason, which
Darn,
is
well, it sounds
unfortunate.
like
Mine is
you
boring though. Mine's just black, although I did find a blue one in my desk, but I gave it to Langston.
but it's not like the prison.
It's not the prison lead.
It
I
reminds me
like
of
it.
prison.
So the ones they give you when you get your badge are like just the beads. Like the silver beads, and I think it looks like jewelry. I think it's actually very classy, me personally. Like if I
Okay,
wanted to
I'm
look
seeing some
more
shaking
classy,
of heads.
it doesn't.
it's an opinion.
Hot take,
What
it
do they give
doesn't.
you any other free stuff, or it's just like
Just
lanyards?
that.
Got
Just the
any
lanyards. So like
water
I have a
bottles?
pin. No, I have a
Okay.
pin that I bought. I got a folder.
Oh, there you go. State
I
folder.
did get a state folder. There's like other like office supply stuff I could steal, but like the folder and my lanyard are the only things thus far. I was hoping I
Right.
could maybe like get a notebook for like an event or anything, but none of the events I've volunteered at have had notebooks.
Did you volunteer for NATO?
I did not volunteer for NATO, and that was one of the things they gave notebooks out at.
Do you guys
So.
have any bucket list items for the next couple of weeks that you guys are there? I know
My
Keisha's
mommy
done
is
a lot of
coming.
sightseeing stuff already.
Yes, Dahlia has come along on a lot of that. She,
Yeah.
I don't, I think her bucket list is my bucket list. Whatever
Oh,
I say I wanted to, we do. We
okay.
went to
Combined it.
Alexandria in Virginia this past weekend,
We
and
did.
poor Dahlia bought two drinks that she didn't like. First, she saw a Turkish coffee place and she was so excited, and she just got the basic Turkish coffee and it tasted like sand.
You
So that was
can't
not,
stop.
yes,
I
I
want to explain.
can.
I bought two beverages. They were both experiments. I'm okay with spending money on experiments. We're getting a salary, stipend, whatever they want to call
Yeah.
it, to pay for food and things. I wanted to try Turkish coffee on a whim because we were passing it and I wanted a tasty coffee really quickly. So we
Are
went
you a
into Kirk
coffee
Turkish.
girly? Like, do you enjoy your coffee, or is it?
Yes, but
Because I
apparently not this
only
morning.
what? Oh, except not this one. Okay, got it. There you go.
But yeah,
And
it was like You walked in and it was a lot of like traditional Turkish coffee. So like it was hot. It was in little
Right.
like teacup, like smaller
Like this,
glasses.
we're not talking Starbucks. This is
No,
different.
I ordered a Turkish coffee with milk.
Yeah,
Iced.
but the thing is, we get in there, she points to cinnamon roll, and I was like, that sounds good. And then you were just like, but I want to like taste the Turkish. And you tasted
I thought I ordered
it.
something sweet, but she was like, "Oh, you just want it with milk." And I was like, "Yeah, there's gonna be
Yeah.
milk in it,
I
but
mean,
like, I
like
hope it."
lattes are, I guess, sweeter compared to just a black coffee, but you can still
Yeah.
taste the bitterness of it.
So
But
she gets it, she takes a sip. I'm like, is it good? And she's like,
no, I
it's
love the fusion of DC cuisine.
Yeah, we
Because
have every kind of food
you can
here.
order a Turkish latte,
Yeah. And then your second
then my
beverage.
second beverage. For the first time and last time ever, I ordered a Bloody Mary.
Oh, your first and last time. Okay, what were
Tasted
thoughts?
like if you put pasta sauce and like, what was it, vodka?
Yeah.
Vodka with ice, and then I sprayed lime all over the top of it. The
Oh.
best part of it was the little stick they give you with like the cheese and the salami, I think it
And
was.
olives.
And I didn't eat
Yeah.
the holiday. I didn't eat the holiday
I thought.
either.
Nice. A snack
So,
for both of you.
yeah.
My dad likes the like tomato mixes. Have you guys heard of
Yeah.
V2 juice? So he likes
V8.
those. Oh,
V8.
V8 there. Yeah, that's what it's called. And they serve them on planes. No one ever
Yeah.
orders them, but my dad
Old
does. And
people do. Old
old
people
people
order
do.
them.
Bad. My dad's going in that category, I
Yeah. No,
guess.
it tastes like tomato juice in a glass.
Exactly.
Pasta
And
sauce in a
so
glass.
that's the only couple sips I've had is when my dad's got it, and then I have a couple. So I don't think I'd ever spend money on a Bloody Mary. That doesn't sound
Everyone's
appealing.
like, "Oh, you should try, you should try." And I'm like, "I know I'm not gonna like it. I'm not gonna spend
Yeah.
$10." Because like every time I
Right.
go to Canada, Talia's like, "You need to get a Caesar," and I still haven't, which is a Bloody Mary with clam juice, because
Ooh.
it's clamato juice. It's
Ew.
disgusting. Yeah. And so she's like, you need to get, I'm like, if you get one, I will have a sip, but I'm not spending $10 on my own because I know I'm not gonna like it. So
Exactly.
yeah,
Yeah.
but the rest of the day was fun. We walked all of King Street, which is like a mile, and that was fun. What'd you
I
say?
got a new
Oh, we
dress.
did go to H&M. We did some shopping because she had a
No
gift card.
sponsor.
Yeah, I got a pair of shorts for $5 and a new shirt for $10, and I had my
H&M.
birthday coupon.
Oh,
So
fun.
it all worked out. So I got a new, yeah, I got my new work top too. You left your coffee over there. Did you not like want to drink that?
I don't want it on your bed. You have like a hang bed.
Okay.
Did you not
If you
get?
weren't gonna spill it, it'd
I'm
be
gonna
fine.
spill it.
Okay.
Do you not have a king bed either? Do the interns have different
You
apartments?
have a queen.
I have a queen.
Yeah, they have different. So, like, my roommate has a queen. I have like the big
Oh.
bed.
Well, you got
So,
lucky. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and so we went to H&M, and then we went to a pool party, and it was a barbecue, and it was one of the other WHA interns through it, so she got to meet all my people.
Nice.
Have you even met any other EAP interns, really?
When I went to the White House tour, well, my White House tour that I signed up for,
Yeah.
I met maybe one other.
Coincidentally?
Coincidentally,
Oh.
we have a group chat.
Okay.
So we've done the thing where someone was like, "Everybody put who you are in the chat because I don't know anybody." And I
Yeah.
said, "Hi," and I explained my whole life. And then I got like two hearts on it and everybody moved on. So that was kind of it.
That's
But I've
funny.
met the people I work with, obviously. And then I've met someone else.
Yeah. So we were swimming, eating burgers, and then Trump got
Anyways.
shot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, please. How is the political climate over there? Are people like, do you just
Everyone's
not talk
talking
about
about
it?
it.
Or you do?
DC is very liberal, so
Yeah.
everyone's just kind of like freaking out and is like, what? She's showing me the picture she took of when they first showed the still of Trump with his fist in the air.
Oh
It is not
yeah.
showing up. Anyway, yeah, so everyone's here is like very scared, because Bolsonaro, the former president of Brazil, who Trump was buddies with, staged a stabbing in 2016 and won the election. Because so this to have survived a shooting garners a lot of sympathy. And so I don't think Trump staged it. I think that it's possible that someone close to him may have, without his knowledge, because it's kind of crazy. There's a lot of negligence, for what happened to have happened. So I think that's because the Secret Service are like incredibly thorough. So that's like very interesting, especially if like regular people saw him on the roof.
Hey,
So.
that's what I've seen TikToks of people like recording the person on the roof and yelling out, like plenty of time for Secret Service to
Exactly.
inform the
Exactly.
person.
So it was a sketchy situation, but yeah,
Why?
it's un I'm yeah, it's scared because yeah, there's like the diehard people and then people are like, oh my God, he's chosen by God because he survived. And it's like they were not even close to hurting him.
The ear patch.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, now people are doing the ear patch of sympathy at the Republic. I'm like the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah, just scary. Scary. I voted for in the
Not fun.
primary. He's not on that ballot, but did you vote Ivanka in the primary?
I got my ballot, but I don't know if that was a primary or for
The
later
one you
on.
got is the primary. The real one is in November.
Well, I haven't opened it yet. When
You
is
need to
that
do your
due?
primary. It's due on the 29th.
Okay, I have time. I have time.
Yeah, you need to do
I have
that
a
though.
lot. Yes, I got the little pamphlet too, like the whole thick binder that they give you about all the
Oh, the
candidates,
voting guide. Yeah.
the
They
voting
have it
guide.
online, so I looked mine up. I looked it up.
Nice.
They didn't mail me the voter guide. That was like, it was funny. My dad was so on top of it when I got here. He was like, you need to call them and get your ballot sent to DC.
Smart.
And then usually we do like, now that Sophia can vote too, we do a voting party. And so
Oh,
my
fun.
dad like FaceTimed me in and we like sat around and talked about the
Sweet.
candidates, which is didn't really work that well this time because my sisters are independents and my dad's a Republican and I'm Democrat. So our ballots were all, we only had like the town of Paradise Valley in common. Everything else was, I mean, Laurel's and Sophia's were the same as mine. So hopefully they like read before they picked. They read on everything because we're not gonna like agree with my dad.
You guys all just canceled out each other's votes.
Yeah,
That's
evidently
funny.
so.
You're doing your part though for the country, putting our vote in.
Exactly. Exactly. Do we have any funny stories? What's happened? Spill the tea.
I'm just thinking about the haircut.
The haircut?
Because I wanted to go get a haircut and you came and got me because we ran into each other and you're like, let's go to the bus stop. Huh? I'm not ready.
Oh yeah. So this was before we were going to Alexandria last weekend. I went and got coffee in the morning. She went and got a haircut. I was like, oh, you're like right by my coffee shop. So I met her and I thought she would like have her bag with her maybe, but then we weren't gonna leave till 11:30 and this was earlier. So we had to go back to the apartment to get the stuff. That's not a funny story.
No.
That's all you can think
I just
of.
thought that popped in my head first.
We've had multiple lived experiences together.
What's your cooking situation? Like, are you guys making your own meals, or you said you have
I'm
a
cooking for
sous
the first time in my
chef?
whole life. Like, I cook every night for dinner.
How is that going? That's a big life
I
change.
feel so adult. I'm
What
cooking
kind of
my
meals?
meat.
Because I need inspiration. I'm about to start next week. I have to start cooking by myself
Yeah.
everything.
So, meat, you can get like at like Fry's, Costco. Yeah. I mean, Costco for a lot, but like Fry's, Safeway, whatever. They always have meat deals. Like, always be looking out for that. So I do like sausage for breakfast and I pre-cook those at night and then I have them to microwave the rest of the week. And
Smart.
then lunch, I pack my lunches and I alternate between sandwiches and salad kits. And then if I have something else like leftovers, I would bring leftovers because we have microwaves in the cafeteria and in my office. And then for dinner, I rotate through meat. So like I'll get salmon fillets or steak if it's on sale. I haven't had steak in a while though because I have to like trek out 20 minutes to Safeway to go get meat. So I just get what Trader Joe's has and they do not have affordable meat most of the
That's fair.
time. So
But Trader Joe's has a lot of like microwavable meals
yeah,
and
so I've been doing that too. They're like the largest variety of meat freezer meals from Trader Joe's are Indian dishes.
I know, and they're so good.
They
Like so
are.
many Indians have vouched for them.
Yeah, so I've been eating those. They're also like the gluten-free option
Oh,
too
that's
for
good.
me. And so I've been, which is another reason, like when we go to India, I'm gonna be so good because there's gonna be like I just won't eat naan all the time. I'll have some, but I won't have like a lot. But
Lots of veggie options there for you without
exactly.
any gluten. Yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, yeah, I do that sometimes. I do buy the Trader Joe's pizzas, and I do that every once in a while as a treat.
Yeah. This is going to be me because Trader Joe's is close by, so is Fry's. And
Yeah.
then I just went to Walmart and I got a big haul of like all cooking supplies and utensils because I've
Did you
never
ask
washed
your
Fry's.
roommates what they have?
Yeah, I didn't get any appliances or anything. And so there's a couple of shared items, but then also other items that obviously I need, like my own plates, my own
Do
dishes,
you
stuff
have a
like that.
Fry's card, or does your family have a Fry's card so you can get
Yeah.
points for fuel
Yes.
points?
We
Good.
do. It's been a
Good.
lifesaver. Back when I had to buy like band stuff, I would have like $300 bills, $400 bills. I got all
Yeah.
those things. It was so nice. And then they reimbursed me, of course, but since I was paying, I got to use my Fry's card. My room is currently a mess right now because it's just packing. But
Exciting
clothes,
though.
like I'm not too worried about just taking all my
She's
summer stuff for
moving to
now.
med school this weekend.
Yes.
You
Yeah. And
know?
so I lived at home all 4 years of undergrad, so I've never done a move in my life ever. Like I studied abroad twice, but that's just packing for a trip, basically. And so this is the first time I'm moving my life somewhere else. And so it's exciting. It's also stressful, but getting through it slowly. I have one full day left, basically. Tomorrow is Friday, and then Saturday morning I start driving.
Is your whole family going down?
Yeah, to help me unpack and everything. And then they'll come back. And
Yeah.
then the week after is my white coat ceremony. And so
So
they'll
they'll
come for
come.
that. And
I wish I
then.
could come. I wish I would be here because I would
Oh.
come.
No, literally yesterday I was seeing who I wanted to send the link to because like you can reserve tickets and stuff. And I was like,
Yeah.
Acacia
Will
should
they
get them.
live stream it actually?
Yeah, I'll send you the link. Apparently
Yeah.
it's streamed on Facebook. So
Okay.
it's not Zoom or anything, but it should still
Yeah.
work. Yeah. I'll send it to you.
Definitely.
But
Exciting.
yeah, that's what's coming up for
Exciting.
me.
One thing we did talk about that we want to do is do bottomless brunch. There's a
Oh.
place on it that's like a big thing in DC, especially. And there's this place, the place actually that Tyler and I went for my birthday dinner. Which I have I even talked about like Tyler being here, like anything,
Not
because
on the
we
podcast.
recorded 2 weeks ago, which is when he was here, like right before he was.
Yeah,
We
no, that
recorded the
was.
day after he left.
Yes, actually. But I
So
don't
we
think. Did
did
we even
talk
talk
about it.
about it?
I
That
think we
we
did.
had to have.
We had to.
We talked about the birthday and everything?
I think so.
Okay.
I
Well,
think
we'll
so.
see.
Anyway, we're gonna go to that restaurant and do bottomless brunch as at the end, I think, if like another opportunity doesn't present itself. We were gonna go to Philadelphia together, but then Dahlia's a busy woman, and none of the weekends that I was available, she was available. So I'm
Oh,
going by myself.
there you go. A solo
Scary.
trip.
It's not
Do you want
scary.
to talk about your thought process for that? Because I'm scared for you.
I'm staying in a hostel, which I'm very experienced at, and everyone I tell is like, I'm
Is
like,
that not a
me
DC
too.
thing?
Well, it's okay. East Coast is like the only place in the United States that we have hostels because the Europeans come and they
That's
want to
true.
hostel. The young
Right.
Europeans come want a hostel. And I'm like, it has good ratings. It's in the middle of the city. Like, I'm gonna be fine. I don't know
You
why.
speak English. I feel like
Yes. What
everything
is the
jumps in.
concern? I'm in an all-girls room, even, which, to be fair, when I travel by myself, I do. I only did co-ed rooms when I traveled with Michael, who's coming this weekend. He's coming tomorrow night. So
Exciting.
excited.
Are you
We're
taking
gonna do the
him?
DC beer trail all day
Oh,
Saturday, and that's 14 breweries.
wow.
We're gonna
Sounds
try and
fun.
do all of them. And you, if you bike it's quicker. So we're gonna rent the bike for the day. Because they have
Nice.
like the bike sharing stuff. So we're going to try and do that and then go
That
do
sounds
that.
like a good
That's what I'm
time.
saying.
Keep me updated. I expect
Yes.
like
Oh, I will
every
be
stop.
vlogging it. I will be vlogging
Exactly.
it.
That's what I need.
For
Yes.
sure. For sure.
Here's six B reels.
My,
For
oh my God,
real.
BeReal added, you can do six now a day.
Wow. That
They're
is
ruining it.
getting
There's also
saturated.
ads. There's also ads now.
You are people still using Be Real? It's like
Not as much,
it
especially with the
seems.
ads. I feel
Okay.
like a lot of people have dropped off because they first started out with just BeReal ads, and then now they have like all kinds of other ads, mostly like Facebook and like other social media, which is random because like of course people have other social media besides BeReal.
Yeah.
But yeah. So.
Yeah, I tried Be Real for the first month, I think, and then I was just over it because everyone would post the same thing. It would be like, oh, someone in bed, and then someone's
Yeah.
like on a desk, and I was like,
Yeah.
I'm not seeing anything
Oh yeah,
new.
most people's B-reels are like the same every day. Like my study abroad
Exactly.
B-reels were the most interesting, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, but everyone
I
else
think
like does the same thing every day.
if people stop posting, I will probably delete it.
Yeah, we'll see.
I have a
Snapchat's
long
pretty
streak though.
strong. Instagram's still there. I feel
Yeah.
like those two aren't
Something that
going
did happen in the past 2 weeks is that Tyler and I had our anniversary, our 1 year anniversary.
anywhere.
I thought he
Congrats.
was going to send me something, but then he said that's actually for like halfway through my time. It's not anniversary related. But
Oh,
I
are you
sent him a
planning
book.
something?
I just Amazoned him a book.
Oh, okay,
It was
nice. Yeah.
nice. It turned out to be a pocket edition, which I didn't look at the dimensions. So he got here and he's like, "It's the size of my hand." I'm like,
That's
"You're
so
welcome."
funny. It's easy to carry
Exactly.
when
No, that's what I said. I was like, "You can put it in your pocket because boys' pockets
traveling."
are big."
Yeah. That's funny.
Anything to say, Dahlia?
Any highlights from the trip?
Yeah, what has been your highlight? What has been your best experience
Yeah.
of Delaney coming, your mom coming?
Yeah. My friend came
Yeah.
at her. Her name's Delaney.
Yes, we played. Oh, I got the For the Girls card game for my
Oh.
birthday, and we played. Dahlia
How
didn't
was
like
that?
it, but it was fun.
Why didn't I like it?
You tell me. You were over here like, you're like, this game sucks.
No, I wanted them to be crazier.
Yeah, she wanted wild, which there are like crazier ones in there, I think. But she got a dare where she had to match with someone on a dating app and message them, like, what are you doing right now?
It
And
worked.
are you
And
on
it
dating apps
worked.
right now?
Yes.
So, did you have a dating app before? Okay.
Yeah.
Where's the story with that? It worked. Do you go on a date?
He canceled.
Yeah.
They did actually plan one.
So much
I messaged him
potential.
on Hinge and then we texted, then I got his number, and then we planned for a Friday night, and then the morning of, he was like, "Sorry, something's gonna come up, so I'll reach out next week." It's next week, so
True, and it's almost Friday and
Ooh.
he hasn't said anything. I hate men.
I think we're done. We're over.
You're in the grieving process. It's okay. You can
Yeah.
send another "What are you doing right now?" text to
Do
someone.
the Korean men flirt with you or like try at all? I feel like you're taller than
Like
all of
on
them.
Hinge?
Period.
Period. No. Because
Really?
I am taller.
Yeah.
The beauty
Are they
standards are very
intimidated
strict.
by you, like foreigner, or do they like they still talk to you and everything?
Like in general?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I force people to talk to me because I'm in classes with them.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's just the language barrier. If they see that you can talk very well in Korean, then it's fine. They don't really care.
Yeah, makes sense. Is there a specific reason you chose Korean, or is it just because that your school offered it?
Yeah, what was your initial interest?
I
Oh, you had
like
your K-pop
my
moment.
K-pop moment.
My friend
Oh.
recommended K-pop to me in like the sophomore year of high school, and that got me in. And then I started doing more Korean language stuff because I'm a nerd. And then I
Nice.
wanted to continue in university, and I was able to get a lot of scholarships and stuff because of it. The
Makes sense.
FLAS, love the
Oh,
FLAS,
about the flats, love.
multiple times,
Multiple
and
times.
the
Oh my God.
CLS, and I wanted to continue in like human rights and
Yeah.
stuff
Oh,
because.
also, Yvonne, could guess what activity Dahlia participated in because we always find each other. Was it Rotary? No. Like, you guys always find each other, so something you did. Marching band?
No.
What? You were in marching band, Dahlia?
Oh yeah. We never talked about
We
this.
did talk
No,
about
because
this.
I always start talking about it and you're like, bah.
What
But
do
yeah.
you mean? I would have brought
I
it
don't
up
even
today.
we've both spoken one time about how you play what the saxophone.
Yes. And she played, guess what she played, Vonska? I actually am very curious. What do you think she played?
Okay, my instincts are telling me that
No.
you played. There's multiple ways this could go. I feel like the easy answer would just be clarinet. Like, that's.
See, that's what I get.
Yeah.
Squidward. Squidward vibes.
Why? Because, like, you have a
Squidward.
quieter demeanor. I feel like clarinets don't really, like, they're not too
She's quiet
extroverted.
until she's not. Right now, she's being
But so
quiet.
it sounds like clarinet is not. So let me do my second
It's
guess.
my favorite instrument in the whole world.
Thank you. I don't play the clarinet.
Think about who my bestest buddies in the band were this past year. So much so that they talked to you about me.
The baritones. No.
Baritones did not come and complain to
No,
you.
we just had issues with the baritones. Who came in? Oh, the mellows, French horns. Yep. There you go.
But I
The
like
mellows can
Dahlia.
go either way. I see you in the mellow section. I feel like mellow is just a catch-all. No, I mean, not in a bad way, just it's
Wow.
the most diverse. It's
That's
the
true. You
least.
think I think our most diverse section is the tubas and the mellophones.
No, but see, tubas have their own stereotype with them too. Mellophones don't really have a stereotype.
That's
That's why they're just
true.
everyone.
All shapes, all sizes, all
Debatable.
colors.
Exactly.
Debatable.
So, did you do it all 4 years of high school?
High school, yes, I did it in middle school as well. And then college, I did it for 3 because the fourth year I was resisting.
Yeah, that's good. You made it more than most people do. I
Avant
did.
was drum major.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You were like elite then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
To be
fun. I liked
top.
it.
What's it like being popular?
Popular is different, but I was good. I like talking to people. I
You are
like everyone
popular.
in my
When you're drum
face.
major, you're popular. Come on.
Yeah, everyone just knows you, but it's
Yeah,
nice. I'm an
that's
extroverted
popular.
person, so I enjoy talking to people. It was a good time. But I'm also ready for that chapter to like it is wrapped up. I haven't done band in like half a year now. But every time like band camp is starting again now and I'm seeing people post about it and I'm just like, "Whoo, I could not do that
Thank
anymore."
God. Yeah.
I don't know
It's
how people
bittersweet.
do 50 years. Like even if I was at ASU, I really don't know if I would do
The
it.
hardcore band kids are the
Yeah.
ones who do 5th years.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, band kids always find band
Interesting.
kids. We've had so many on our podcast, like
We have
unintentionally
unintentionally.
find out.
ASU is like a big marching band school,
300.
like huge.
Yeah, 300 people. Was your guys' like 300? Yeah, Dahlia was a rank leader.
Oh,
The
nice.
subsection leader, like the assistant section leader.
Subsection.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was really good, but I wasn't really popular, so like I didn't win those contests.
It's
To make a
okay.
metaphor,
There was also drama, though, that
there
you
was
were
so much
involved
drama.
in.
We
The
don't really
mellows,
talk
that's
about
one
that.
thing the mellows definitely have is drama. Not as much
Yeah,
as
that's true.
our fucking Barry Sachs tenor sax section, though. Oh my God.
Every
Anyway.
section has its own thing going on. There's always
The
something.
altos were chill, man. We had no drama except with like other sections, I guess, but like not even.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Anyways, well, we wrap up our podcast episodes with a song of the week. Have you guys thought of your songs of the week?
Dahlia said she was really excited about this segment.
Ooh, okay,
I don't
good.
know. I don't. Oh, I have mine. So this is actually. I've listened to this album like a while ago or singles from it. So it's the Aya Nakamura album. She's a French artist and her album DNK is her like most recent one. It came out in 2023 though, I think, or beginning of this year. And it's so good. I love the album. And so I've been listening to the whole album, but I really like for like a ballad, I love J'ai mal, which means I'm hurting. And that's good. And then Bisous is, which is kisses, is my favorite upbeat
Beautiful.
one.
Nice. Dahlia?
Do I need all the genres?
No, just one song.
I'm
What
just
have you been
hearing
listening to? What's your
espresso.
fave? You can't say espresso. Everyone has come on and said
That's
espresso.
true. The
Okay.
last like
She sings
three
it all the
guests have
time.
said that.
Me?
You do.
I
You
don't.
quote it.
I
Quote
need.
it today. Anyway,
Well,
what's
no,
your
because you
song?
keep bringing it up, and I'm like, I have to finish the rhyme. These are not new. I've been listening to Aurora,
It doesn't have to be new.
and
Aurora by who?
Aurora is the artist.
Okay, what's the song?
Aurora, she just came out with a new album. What's it called? What Happened to the Heart?
And
I like it.
what song?
Mostly right now I have The Essence in my July playlist. I also have been listening to Caroline Polachek. I found her album. I like Sunset, Welcome to My Island, Bunny's a Rider, I Believe,
You're naming a
all of
whole
them.
album.
There you go. Okay,
I
Avantika,
sing.
quickly.
Cool. So you know I'm not a big music person, so credit to
Mostly a
Yuska for
podcast.
this one. She showed me an artist called Gracie Adams, and the song is called Best.
That one little underground artist called.
That's actually
Is
always
she
a
not
she.
underground?
No, everyone
Oh,
knows
I had
about
no.
her,
See, I've
Volta.
never
You're
heard
just
of her.
lazy. Also, it's Gracie Abrams,
Oh.
ma'am. What's the song called? What did you say?
Best.
Best.
If I remember correctly, that might be wrong too, but I'm pretty sure it's called Best.
I think you're wrong if it's a
Is it
new
Gracie
one.
Adams? Maybe she is actually an underground artist.
She collabed
No,
with
it's
Taylor
Gracie
Swift.
Abrams.
What is her song name then?
There's Us with
Us,
Taylor
Taylor Swift.
Swift. I
Sure,
don't
we'll go
think.
with that one.
Okay. Anyway, thanks for being on the podcast, Dahlia.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. It
Good
was nice
to
chatting and learning all about how DC is going. And we will catch you guys on the next one.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.